SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's time for the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Friday as we close out the week. And we always like to close out the week strong, and we do it all the time on Good, the Bad, and the Dumb. So give us the good to make us feel good heading into the weekend.
All right, the good of the day is getting old is going to be awesome.
Getting old is going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
Please you know tell why? Me how.
Because you don't have to have a filter.
Oh,
you can
okay.
say whatever you want to say, and it's almost expected of you to say whatever you're going to say.
Good point. Okay.
My proof is WFAN Steve Sommers.
Oh, Steve Sommers, the sweater and the yeah, yeah. I remember him.
If he was a little late to his show, and he explained why.
And I apologize for the minute or two delay. I had to take such a you don't know the half of it. The Babbling Brook, now Niagara Falls, once again. It is a good evening to you and how you be at 7:07 and 45 seconds on a Thursday evening on The Fan, New York City. Steve Summers here.
That's good for him.
I mean, just so casually just dropping it out
there. Yeah, this is what you do when you get older. You just go, yeah, I'm out. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is what I did.
Yeah, not sugarcoating it.
Right.
This is just me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let you know the reason why I was late is because that babbling brook became a Niagara Falls.
But the good thing about him is because he's been on that station in New York for a very, very long time. He has that rapport with his listeners where he's like, I'm just going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to sugarcoat it. I'm an old man and I had to go.
I'm going to give it up to Michael Carroll, our sound guy.
Yeah.
I would hate that as an intro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
That's a little
WFAN.
Yeah, it's very old school.
Yeah. Like WKRP in Cincinnati.
I think so.
It needs to be up. Maybe he asked for it because he's an old guy. But yep. that's part of the beauty of growing old some days that you can say things like that and just get away with it.
Yeah, that's
Can't wait.
That is very
right
true.
Right now, if you and I say something like that, there's backlash.
Yeah, you know, because it'll be like, oh my gosh, you guys, you know, bubble, you know, and then you'd have to deal with that old stuff. But yeah, when you're that old, you just go, whatever. If I'm lucky to do this 20 years from now, I'm going to be saying that.
Do you think his program director got on him?
No, nope.
his program director, all he probably said to him was, hey, listen, you can't say that word.
Right.
Other than that, you are fine.
But he's been doing it for like 30 something years. He's been doing that forever.
Forever.
He was the overnight guy for a long, long, long time there. And then he, you know, got moved around. But he was, when I was a young man, at my parents' house, I lived in the first floor of the house. We had kind of like a split house where there was a refurnished basement. My bedroom was down there. And it was lucky because I could get AM radio stations like you wouldn't believe, like down there for whatever reason. I don't know why. So I would slowly tune the dial and I would pick up, like I'm living in middle of New Hampshire and I'm picking up Indians baseball out of Cleveland and Phillies baseball out of Philadelphia. And I'm picking up these 50,000 watt blowtorches all around the country. And that's where I really started to fall in love with the medium. And he was the guy I would listen to at night. I would pretty much fall asleep listening him break down what was going on in New York sports and national sports and whatnot, because I enjoyed his presence. So he's been around for a very, very long time. But good for him at his age to say, this is what I do.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes me laugh. That makes me smile.
That is. And it makes you think like, okay, you know what? Bucket list item. I'm going to say that
right.
one, you know, 20 years from now.
One day I'll be able to get away with that.
Say that and get away with it. Yep.
That's exactly right. So what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, you kind of hinted towards it a little bit earlier, and I wanted to reiterate is that the bad of the day is for Major League Baseball, because Pete Rose has a legit argument to being reinstated.
He does have a very legit argument, and good point.
Yeah, to being reinstated because, yeah, you know what, he admits that he bet on baseball, but he always bet on his team to win. He never did anything to taint the game like the Astros did. And he's wanting, you know, I mean, he's bringing it out. Yeah, I guess he filled out a 20-page petition.
Good for him.
Good on him to do that. The only bad thing he did say during this whole process, you know, trying to re-up his reinstatement, was that the whole Kobe Bryant death thing was getting in the way of people talking about the Astros or the investigation of the Astros. He means no disrespect. He was a good friend of Kobe, you know, met him a couple of times.
Sure.
But he said that news kind of took away from everyone talking about the Astros.
That's kind of like what you were saying earlier, like as you get older, you could just say whatever
you want. Exactly. But I think Pete Rose is wrong here. I don't think it took away from the Astros. I think it's taking away from us talking about the Red Sox.
Yeah, I do too.
Because, you know what? I mean, the Red Sox, listen, they still don't have a manager.
They're going to spring training without one. Their truck already left. Spring training starting. Pitchers and catchers report like in a week and a half.
And Rob Manfred had came out and said that, you know, investigations are tricky. Sometimes, you know, they don't have a timeline on when it'll be wrapped up. It's like, what are they finding out about the Red Sox that's taking so long? Or is it just the fact of, I mean, I don't know. And are the Red Sox waiting to find out what their punishment is before hiring a manager? Or are they just going to go managerless?
So I would love to know a little bit more about the Rose situation. You know, look, he's never going to get hired again in any. He's old. I mean, he's an old.
No, yeah.
You know,
he's,
but
he's
what is he looking? Was he, is he out? Did he not get any pension? Is there something?
No, I don't think he's getting anything from
like he's
Major
not getting,
Baseball.
He's
like
because
cut,
of the ban,
cut loose.
All of the years of service that he has built in into the pension system, he's not getting. I think he's just hoping that eventually before he leaves this earth, he can be brought back into baseball, even if it's, you know, even if it's in the last few years of his life, whatever it is. I think that's just the end goal, right? The end goal. He's not trying to be hired as a manager. He's probably never going to be hired as a consultant or in any capacity, but I think he's just interested in, I don't like not being a part of this, and I want to be a part of it again, even if I get nothing out of it.
Yeah.
And I think he does make a very legit point.
Just real quick, his lawyers came out and said that the lifetime ban is vastly disproportionate when compared with MLB's punishments of players who took performance-enhancing drugs and the players involved in the sign-stealing scandal by the 2017 Astros. He also cited that the Major League Baseball has reinstated a pitcher, Jenry Mejia, who had previously been banned for life for testing positive three times.
Yeah, good
point.
So
they have precedent now of reinstating players after, you know, hey, you're banned for life because you took steroids too much. Just kidding. Come on back.
If you're a baseball organization and you bucked the trend and you said, you know what? I'm gonna have Pete Rose come out and throw the first pitch of a game. He would get a standing ovation in almost every ballpark in America.
Of course.
He is hugely popular.
In all honesty, if he gets put on the ballot, right, I mean, I think he would be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
If the ban was lifted and the Hall of Fame said he could be on it and you can vote for him, I think there's enough young voters that would vote for him.
But he wouldn't be unanimous, right?
No. Yeah, not
that's,
even close.
That's a shame because I don't understand why he wouldn't be.
No, if
you look purely at his baseball record, why wouldn't he be unanimous?
Well, the answer is because look, there are guys on the ballot that have tainted the game with just suspicion of steroids, and they're not even getting close to getting 75%. There are people that are going to hold that aspect of what he did against him. Look, I don't want to say that it was all fun and games. I mean, it wasn't all fun and games. That's posted in every clubhouse in the league. Like, he broke the rule knowing he broke the rule. I mean, this is, you know, Shoeless Joe batted 300 in the 19 World Series, whatever, you know, those stats that they keep bringing up about him.
Yes.
But he's nowhere near the Hall of Fame because of it. And 100 years later, like, what Rose did was a complete and utter violation of breaking the law, and not innocently. Breaking the rules, I should say, not the law, but innocent. Well, maybe against the law, because gambling wasn't legal in Cincinnati. He allowed a different element into the game, whether sort of a criminal element into the game, and him dealing with that in making the bets. And there are people who are going to hold that against him. But he makes his point is valid that this is, if you're going to go down this road of steroids and now this and this sign still, and you're willing to go a year, two, 50 games, whatever, let's start having a legitimate conversation of what 30 years has been for him. Like, that's a legit conversation. That's a meaningful conversation. But there are going to be a lot of old timers who are like, never on my watch. And there's going to be a lot of young people who are like, nah, I don't see what the big deal is. I think there's probably enough of those that he would get in.
I think he would get the 75% I think he would get in first ballot.
I do too.
I just lift the ban.
I know.
Do it before he's dead.
God, I remember Jim Gray. He talked to him before a game, and he got such an ovation.
It was all the time.
Such an ovation.
When,
I think it was in Atlanta too, and he didn't even play there.
But remember when he appeared with the Reds?
Oh yeah,
For like they were naming their hall when Major League Baseball was going around naming their Mount Rushmore
right
team, and he came out there, and I mean, huge ovation.
And I love him.
They love him. I mean, they accepted him. I mean, I think he's in the Reds Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And they were like, "Yes, you are. You're the greatest Red ever."
Absolutely. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day I got to give to Kansas City.
Yeah, okay.
All the Chiefs fans out there, you guys.
Wednesday's parade.
You guys have got to learn how to parade responsibly if you're going to have more parades in the future. Because we're looking, you and I talked about it. We're not throwing the dynasty tag on them yet, but you know what? They look pretty good to have a dynasty, so they need to step up their game. Here's a couple of the arrests.
Oh, no.
From the parade. Just the parade. All right. I mean, we all saw that first one. The police car chase that went down the parade route.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That was a first. I don't know if that's ever happened on a parade.
No, route. I'm with you on that one, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of times in those situations, the guy, it's a terrorist act because the guy wants to plow through the crowd. This guy was just trying to evade cops and went down the wrong street. And the cops didn't have that street blocked off, apparently. There was a guy who was arrested for being on a horse.
Yeah,
he was riding the horse down the parade route as well. I'm reading this. This is slowly becoming on the Kansas City Police Department. And don't you guys lock these streets down?
That's what I thought.
So this guy was riding on a horse, running through the parade route, running through the crowd a little bit, smoking a joint.
Awesome.
There was a guy at Union Station. I got to learn up a little bit more on the Union Station guy. But there was another guy, a belligerent guy, who was just drunk and fell out of a tree.
Hey, I know. I saw that. He was losing his pants. But can you blame him? 50 years is a long time.
I get the 50 years. But they've had some practice.
The Royals won a couple of years ago.
Yeah, the Royals won. I don't remember talking about an arrest report from the Royals parade. Well,
maybe football, winning a Super Bowl parade is different than a World Series parade. Maybe his World Series parade is very good, gentlemen. Thank you very much for the championship. I wish you all the best when you go off to play for other teams in a couple of years.
So basically what you're saying, a lot of shaking hands.
Right. Whereas a World Super Bowl is like, we're going to do this every year for the next 10 years with this kid.
Travis Kelce doing his best Stanley or NHL impression by, you know, what do they call that? I don't even know what they call that anymore.
Oh.
Has it been that long? I forget what they call where... am I that old now? I can't remember when you pour a beer down something and beer luge.
Beer luge, yeah.
That's it. He was doing a beer luge off of the Lombardi Trophy. I'm not that old.
How great is that?
That's great. I'm not that old. That's what I'm taking away from that. I'm not taking away from Kelce doing a beer luge. I'm taking the fact that I'm not that old.
Right, but you can see a Kansas City fan saying to like Eric Hosmer, like, thanks for the championship. Good luck where you're going to go next.
Yeah.
Right, but it's with Patrick Mahomes, you're like, yes, 15 years of this. Are you kidding?
I know. That's a big question, too. Does Kansas City wait? Because, he's under team control this next season. Or do they start? I think they should start shopping, or not shopping, but start throwing out numbers now.
I do, too.
Just get it out of the way and just say,
well, get it out of the way, because if you wait, it could be $42 million a year by the time you roll out.
What if we...
$45 million.
What if he has the MVP... year and a Super Bowl championship.
So,
because then you're talking about a $50 million man, right?
Lock him in, man. Lock him in. Make it long term.
Yeah, but come on, KC. Yeah. You're going to have many more of these. You better step it up.
But look, we know good and well, the NFL, starting quarterbacks don't go anywhere. Yeah, most of them don't go anywhere unless there's somebody else in the pipeline. But if you're a legit star, you end up staying where you're at. They lock you in pretty good. But yeah, start talking to them now. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Friday, ESPN Nation AM.